Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want.
Been pent up inside for years, exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe, though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in the snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta write. To be. Cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my people's in a place, let's
yeah.
Not know
I'm
trying
to.
Tell me what
y'all are doing. It's time for all of your together. Rock and rolls in your voting rock. Take your mind to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and rolls in your voting.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place, and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's the point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot or relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count
1, 2, tell me what y'all are doing. 3, 4, it's time for all your
together.
Rock and roll in your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll in your rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. Was solid as a rock, shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start.
1, 2, tell me what y'all are doing. 3, 4, it's time for all
yours.
Rock and roll to your voting rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Rock and roll to your voting rock.
And welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Miss Tracy L. Bell, and I thank those who may be tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And we have another week and another black man killed, not taken alive, not apprehended. He was unarmed, but again, killed. Tonight's conversation, murder, protest, murder, and then repeat. Murder, protest, murder, and then repeat is tonight's topic. of conversation. Rayshard Brooks, the 27-year-old black man who was shot by an Atlanta police officer, died from two gunshot wounds to the back over the weekend, Saturday night, to be exact. The incident began when police responded to a report that a man was asleep in his car in the Wendy's drive-through lane. His car, of course, was blocking other cars that were in the lane. And police body cam video shows that Rayshard Brooks, he was having a polite conversation with one of the officers, but after failing a failed sobriety test, he asked if he could just park his car and walk to his sister's house, which I guess was just a short distance away. But his request was denied, and police attempted to cuff him. He resisted, and a struggle ensued, and Rayshard was shot and killed. It seems when police are dealing with black men, there is no other option except to kill them. Not one black man in history is known for being apprehended and lives to tell it, minus death or a gunshot wound. And if I'm wrong, I stand to be corrected. But right now, what we're seeing is not one black man in history is known for being apprehended and lives to tell it, minus death or a gunshot wound. So there is definitely two separate justice systems when it comes to black and white in this country. But protesters demonstrated peacefully outside of the Wendy's restaurant on Saturday when it happened, but paid agitators in the crowd last Saturday, they burnt the restaurant to the ground overnight, right into Sunday. They burnt it to the ground. So, I don't know. I guess people are upset because some of these cops are not in black communities to protect and serve. And that's for damn sure. But they are there to kill and destroy. And, I mean, with all that's going on in this country, this Atlanta, Georgia police officer, he couldn't defuse the situation with this black man without killing him. Seriously? Rayshard Brooks was calm. He even seemed to be having a normal conversation with the officers, but yet he was still killed. For those of you who may be just tuning in, our conversation tonight is murder, protest, murder, then repeat. It seems like a black man gets murdered by police. We protest. They murder another one. And then we repeat. That's tonight's conversation. Since George Floyd's murder 3 weeks ago, protests have erupted throughout our nation. And I guess it's because people are really fed up with the thousands of men and women who have been murdered in this country throughout history. But I believe that this kill is just different in so many ways. Just like Rashad's killing is different in so many ways. I mean, what people can't understand is that he was having a normal conversations with officers. There seemed to be nothing out of the ordinary with the conversation until I think they were getting ready to apprehend him. I mean, I don't get it, because that's what the body cam showed. It showed him having a polite conversation with one of the officers after he felt the sobriety test. He asked if he could park his car and walk to his sister's house, which was just a short distance away. But when they attempted to cuff Brooks, he resisted. And I guess that's when the struggle ensued. And Rashad was shot. But it's like I said, it seems when police are dealing with black men, there is no other option except to kill him. There's no other option except to kill him. And I'm trying to figure out, why is that? Why is that? Why is there no other option but to kill a black man? It's just unfathomable. You can't. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't. It does not make sense. But today on CNN, they announced that 11 charges were announced against the officer who killed Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. I mean, it was extremely disturbing. Don't get me wrong. The DA, he laid out the charges clearly. He stated the charges clearly. 11 charges against the officer. But what was extremely disturbing was to discover that during the press conference, the cop who shot Rayshard Brooks also kicked him. They stepped on his shoulders. One of the cops was standing on his arm. And this was after they shot him. I mean, that's the part that was extremely disturbing. After they shot him, they didn't try to assist him. They didn't try to do CPR. They didn't try to do anything to save his life. The man lied there dying in the parking lot of Wendy's, and they felt it necessary to, I don't know, abuse him further. Carla, you're on the air. What are your thoughts with tonight's conversation?
Yes. Good afternoon. How are you doing, by the way?
Okay, how are you?
Doing well. I was just, in that particular case, did you watch the full video?
I cannot stand to watch the full video. I've been reading what was in the full video, but as far as watching it, I'm not going to watch the full video. I've had enough of that with the George Floyd case. I can't bring myself to do it.
It's not like the George Floyd video. It's not hard to watch. It's like 40 minutes. So in the beginning, so they're in the Wendy's drive-thru, right? He's parked in the drive-thru, and he basically fell asleep in the car, right? And everyone's honking their horn. Everyone's like, what's going on? He's holding up. So
Because he was somewhat inebriated. He was somewhat inebriated.
Yeah, so he was when they got him out, and then you see the cops talk to him for like 20 minutes. And they're having like a normal, cordial conversation, and then they do a field sobriety test because he's clearly drunk, you can tell. And once he fails the field sobriety test, and the cops tell him, okay, we got to take you in because, you know, you're obviously driving drunk, so we have to arrest you. And at first he's cool with it, right? So the cop just comes to handcuff him, he's about to take him to the car. All of a sudden he just jerks back and jumps back. And then all of a sudden they start getting into a scuffle, and while they're on the ground, he's punching the officers. He, like, hits them several times. Then he reaches in and he takes the cop's taser out of his holster. He takes that, pushes the cop to the ground, gets up, and starts running off, and he's got the taser in his hand. As he's running, he turns around, aims the taser, and shoots the taser at the cop.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to understand is, I understand people are still upset about the George Floyd thing, but now we can't all of a sudden make every one of these things like George Floyd's situation, right?
Okay,
George
but let me
Floyd
ask you a question.
Totally
caller, let me ask you a question. Let me
guy,
ask you a question.
Yeah, he fought the cop.
Caller, let me ask you a question. I understand that he got the best of the cop, because after the cop shot him and killed him, he said, we got him. I understand that. But let me ask you a question. Do you really think that based upon everything that happened in the body cam, everything that you obviously witnessed, do you think that it warranted the man being killed? Do you think that the excessive force was necessary?
In that case, I would have to say yes. Not killing him, but shooting him, yes. And I say this because I've been in the military, and I've been in these situations.
Shooting him to the point, like shooting him in the leg, maybe stopping him by the ankle, you're saying you think that was necessary, right?
Okay, so let me make something clear, because this
comes
down to where
you're coming from.
No,
no, no, no, no, because
if you've never served in the military or been in the police or been in these situations,
you
won't know how to handle it.
Okay, see, what I'm telling this caller is, and I have to mute him, because you're not going to talk over me. What I have to tell this caller is that I heard him. And don't get me wrong, I understand Rayshard Brooks may have gotten the best of the cop, whooped his ass. I get that. it's obvious that he overtook the police officer because he took his taser and he got the best of him, which is why I feel the cop was, I don't know, compelled to kill him. Don't get me wrong. There are ways to escalate a situation. But maybe because he overpowered him, they didn't think that handcuffing him was going to be possible. Maybe they could have tasered him to the point of handcuffing him. I just cannot agree with the final decision being a kill. I can't agree to that. I cannot agree to Rayshard Brooks being murdered because he fought police and maybe tasered them or did a taser at them. They did not announce that he was under arrest. That's something the DA said when he did his press conference on CNN. That was something that was not announced, that he was under arrest. I think that the situation could have ended differently. If I was the officer and he got the best of me and I was angry, I probably would have tased him until he was no longer able to move and I was able to handcuff him. Because I really think the officers killed him because Rayshard Brooks got the best of them. Why did they say after they shot him, we got him? Why did they kick him after he was shot? Why did they stand on his arm after he was shot? Why did they fail to administer CPR? Because at the end of the day, you're a police officer and you just injured someone over the fact that they were parked in a drive-thru half inebriated. I'm sorry, I disagree with the caller. I don't think that that should have ended Rayshard Brooks' life. I think there's better ways that that could have been handled. But I think that the ego of the police officers stepped in because Rayshard Brooks got the best of them. That's why they felt compelled to shoot him. And I mean, if you're going to shoot him in the ankle, because certainly that's going to slow him down. Shoot him in the knee, because I heard that a bullet to the kneecap is the most painful, but to shoot him, to kill him, I'm sorry, that's excessive. And the reason why I had to mute my caller is because this is Conversations of a Sister. And when you call into my show expecting to express yourself, this conversation goes both ways. You cannot dominate my half an hour with pontificating your opinion and your view after I've given you time to express yourself and you don't give me time or a minute to interject edgewise. That's not going to happen. When you call, that respect is given both ways. So that is why I had to mute my caller, because he would not allow me to make my point. And then he tried to say that maybe they didn't have to kill him, but there's no justification to that, but there were several other ways to apprehend Mr. Brooks without taking his life. That is the ultimate in. If they would have shot him in the knee or shot him in the ankle, at least they would have apprehended him. He would have been taken in alive. But to take his life is excessive. I don't care what Rayshard Brooks did. You shoot him in the ankle, you shoot him in the knee, but you get him alive. And when you put him in handcuffs, then you slap him. Or then you do whatever. But at least he's alive. But to take his life? No, I can't agree with that. And I am not necessarily defending the actions of Mr. Brooks. I just don't think that it should have ended. The whole incident should not have ended in him dying. It should not. It should not have ended that way. Some people try to deny racism or the fact that it exists, but it does. And these ongoing incidents is proof that there is racism in policing. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Seriously? The only other option is to kill him? No, I disagree with that because police brutality is alive and well in this country, just as racism. And some police officers are the epitome of slave patrols. And for those of you who don't know, slave patrols were organized groups of armed white men who monitored and enforced discipline upon black slaves back in the day. Slave patrols were established first in South Carolina, and the idea just spread. So as a result, some of these cops, they act just like that. I mean, let's think about it. George Floyd was murdered with a knee to his neck, outside of the law. Rayshard Brooks murdered for pointing a taser at an officer after an encounter, but running away. Not running towards the officer, but running away. I don't understand how the caller could justify that as a kill. That was outside of the law. He was murdered, then kicked, then stepped on. All of that outside of the law. And this is how Travis and Gregory Michael felt. It was their civic duty to kill Ahmaud Arbery, and he was just out for a jog. So, I mean, come on. There's no excuse for the excessive behavior or the excessive tactics that police officers use today to kill black men. Look at when Michael Brown was killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, back in 2014. He stayed lying in the streets with blood running out of him for hours before he was removed. You can't imagine the anger, pain, and psychological effect that that not only had on people, but on the young children who witnessed it. Look at the young girl. There was a young girl they showed on the news a couple of days ago. Her mother was walking somewhere. I don't even remember where it was. And a cop drove by, and the young girl was so frightened, she immediately threw up her hands. When the cop saw that, she got out of her police car to talk to the young girl because she knew that with everything going on in this country, that the little black girl was messed up. So I'm sorry, caller. I disagree with you. I disagree with you wholeheartedly. It's racism. At the end of the day, when you cannot properly apprehend someone without killing them, you have failed to do your job. Did he reach for his gun? No. Did he try to take his gun? No. Was he running toward the officers with a gun? No. He was running away. I believe the killing and the deadly force against black men from some police officers in this country is retaliation based on hate. On hate. And you have to remember, when there's an injustice anywhere, that is a threat to justice everywhere. Everywhere. You have black men now in Southern California being hung from trees. And they're opening those cases because they first dubbed them as suicide. Really? Really? When lynching by a tree is an act of violence dating back to the 1800s. It is a premeditated, extrajudicial killing by a group. Come on, to intimidate people. Criminalizing black men and deeming them subhuman is more akin to beast in a field. And this is what white men use to serve as justification to kill our black men on a daily basis. Look at what the officer said after he shot Rayshard Brooks. He said, "I got him. I got him." We don't appear human to some of these police officers, so I'm not certain as to how you retrain that type of hatred or behavior. So I'm sorry, caller, if you're still listening, you set me off, because there was no justification for that cop shooting Rayshard Brooks in the back. Not the front, but the back. Three times. And the bullet pierced his heart. There's no justification for that. No justification. And for the future, don't ever call my show and think that you're going to dominate a conversation that I control, because that'll never happen. Not here on Conversations of a Sister. Until next week, stay safe, stay well. And most importantly, if you're black, stay black. Have a good evening.